in his own way. Chapter 7. Hello and Goodbye. All during the 1950s and 1960s, Armstrong kept playing and recording his music, though many people felt his most original music and most creative years were behind him. He also kept touring, giving concerts in Nigeria, Central Africa, Ghana, and Kenya. He even went to segregated countries, like Rhodesia, a British colony that is now Zimbabwe, and Zambia. In 1963, he recorded the popular song Hello Dolly. By 1964, it was a smash hit, even more popular than the Beatles' song She Loves You. Louis Armstrong was on the cover of the April 15, 1966 issue of Life magazine. His 1967 song, What a Wonderful World, also became a hit all over the world. Unfortunately, Louis Armstrong's health was failing. In September of 1968, he had a bad heart attack. When he left the hospital, he was still weak. The death of his longtime manager, Joe Glazer, hit him hard, too. The last movie that Louis made was Hello, Dolly, which came out in 1969. In it, he appeared with singer-actress Barbara Streisand. Soon after, he was set to play at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City for 2 weeks. His doctors warned against it. Here's what Louis said. "Doc, you don't understand. My whole life, my whole soul, my whole spirit is to blow that horn. I've got to do it." He played at the Waldorf, even though it wore him out. Afterward, he checked into a hospital for 2 months. On July 5th, he was planning to start rehearsing for another tour. But the very next day, July 6th, 1971, Louis Armstrong died, quietly, in his sleep, with Lucille by his side. During his life, Louis Armstrong had a full and rich career. He recorded hit songs for nearly 50 years, and his music is still heard today on the radio, on television, and in movies. Although he never went to high school, he wrote 2 autobiographies, over 10 magazine articles, and hundreds of pages of memoirs and thousands of letters. He composed dozens of songs that have become jazz classics, and he performed an average of 300 concerts a year, all over the world. He was also a gifted actor, and appeared in over 30 films. When he died, Louis Armstrong was hailed as a musical hero. President Richard Nixon called him a free and individual spirit, and an artist of worldwide fame. The president arranged for Louis Armstrong's body to lie in state at the 7th Regiment Armory at Park Avenue and 66th Street in New York City. 25,000 people came to pay their last respects. The joy Louis Armstrong felt in playing his trumpet was strong, constant, and unmistakable. He shared that joy with listeners. His spirit lives on through jazz musicians who came after him and through the beautiful music he created.